welcome to the job interview experience. We haven't done a listener question and answer in a while, and I have some great stuff to get to. Are you ready for the shortest ad read ever? I created Candidate Club to help you train for and improve your interview. If you like the job interview experience, you're going to love Candidate Club. See for yourself at candidateclub.com or click the link at the top of this episode's description. Oh yeah, and 20% off packages at candidateclub.com with coupon code podcast. Our first listener question is about pushing too hard to get the offer. This is from Brittany. Currently starting your podcast from episode one. Very helpful. I'm a licensed paralegal searching for new opportunities and have had quite a few interviews now, but have yet to land a position. I have two interviews on Monday, one being a job I really want. To make myself stand out, I'm considering saying at some point throughout the interview when it feels appropriate. This process definitely shows how well someone can interview, but I would be willing to work for your organization for free for 1 week. That way you can see how I work and I can get a better feel for what it's like to work for you. Do you think this is a good idea? The pre-screen call went really well. I felt I really got along with the lady I'd be working with if I got the role. Thanks kindly, Brittany. That's a great question. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to really wanting a job and thinking about ideas on how to get that job offer. Here's my response to Brittany. Brittany, I love the creative idea. However, I wouldn't suggest saying that. There are complications on the company side as far as employing someone for work without pay. I'm sure they'd appreciate the gesture, but wouldn't be able to follow through. So I'm going to say I would not recommend that you do that. Something else you might consider is creating a list of things that you love about the company. I bet you already have a couple in your head. More important, also create a list of qualities you possess that will help the company and align with the position you are applying for. Use this list, send this list as a case to why you are the right person for the job. Just make sure not to focus too much on what you want, but more on how you can help the company. Sincerely, Matthew. Here's Brittany's response. Hi, Matthew. Thank you so much for your prompt reply. This makes a lot of sense. I was iffy on whether to suggest it. I appreciate the feedback. As of now, your podcast has cleared up any questions I have. Hope you have a great day. Kind regards, Brittany. That went pretty quick. So let's do another Q&A that's on the same topic of really wanting a job and pursuing it beyond just going back and forth with the company that's hiring. Here's one from Jason. If you had to cold call apply for positions, what can you do to hedge your bets? Are unprompted emails to anyone beneficial? If yes, to who? For software engineer or machine learning positions in the US. Jason is saying his occupation at the end there. Now, cold contacting a company is not something I just recommend for everyone. Cold contacting means contacting out of the blue or contacting them without them contacting you first. This can vary widely depending on your industry, who you know, the type of job, and more. For example, a salesperson reaching out to a sales manager at a company they are interested in would be totally fine. The salesperson is basically selling their candidacy, which is to be expected because their job is to sell. That's their vocation. For someone in a more serious, uptight position, you don't want to do this. This might be something like a government job. But if your aunt or uncle works there, it's okay to reach out to them and say, hey, do you mind putting in a good word for me or checking in on this for me? It all kind of depends. Use your best judgment and err on the side of caution. That said, here's my response to Jason. If you do some research on a company website, you can likely find the right contact email address. If you can find one personal email, you will see how they format it. The first name dot last name at company.com or first initial last name at company.com and so on. Once you find that first email, you can intuit what the email address of the person you want to contact is. If you've had an interview or an email response, it doesn't hurt to follow up via email after 2 or 3 weeks. I've had people reach out to me via LinkedIn after applying, and I actually liked that. I could instantly put a face to a name to remember who the person is, or just to put those two together and have another level of reference, seeing that they have those jobs listed, maybe seeing a couple of references they've had on their LinkedIn page. Don't add that person that you message on LinkedIn though. It's a little bit too much. The weird part is if you don't, as a recruiter, being added on LinkedIn by a candidate, here's my perspective as a recruiter. The weird part is if I don't move forward with that person, if they're not the right person for the job, you are stuck with them as a LinkedIn friend. And that's super awkward. It's like breaking up with someone and remaining roommates. Maybe not that bad, but it's still weird. So just message them without adding them. I would recommend that you not call anyone on the phone. It's a bit confrontational and asking for an answer to something that's really hard to reply to. It's basically putting someone on the spot asking, why haven't you contacted me yet? Either why aren't you doing my job, or why haven't you recognized that I'm the person for this job? So do not make a phone call. Don't expect anything but a boilerplate response. If you make a call, a boilerplate response, meaning they will give you something, a meaningless answer, some panned answer that looks like it was written by an HR department. Like, we thank you for your application. We take all of our applications seriously and review them all and plan to get back to you soon. So you hurt yourself a little bit by cold calling and you're not going to get anything out of it. If you do email someone or LinkedIn message them, don't just inquire about your status. Write one or two sentences to help sell your candidacy. So you're not just saying, hey, I applied for this job 3 weeks ago. I haven't heard back from you. You say, hey, my skills doing this and this directly correlate with your need for this and this. And you could say, actually, my outside experience at this company, I think could give you an edge in this area that I know you're getting into. Wanted to check in and see if there are any questions you have about me that I can answer for you. Who do you reach out to? You could reach out to whatever HR or recruiter that you find. If you want to take a little more of a risk and get creative, find out who you think runs the department or is the manager of the position that you would be in. If it's a small company, that's a lot easier. If it's a huge company, you know, who knows? You might naturally have more rapport with this person as they share some of the same skill sets and interests as you, but don't put any pressure on that person. Just again, state your skills and how you can help their department, how you are eager to be a part of their department. They probably have some people in their department that are not eager to do their job and are just getting by doing the minimum. You are the opposite of that. You're ready to get in there and make an impact. That does it for the email from Jason. I get so many of these messages, and it's great to see the positive outcomes for my listeners. Can you do me a favor and go to Apple Podcasts and give the job interview experience a 5-star rating? Even if you're lying and you think it's a 6-star show, not just 5, please go there, click that, and leave a quick review. I ask that you do that because both subscribing on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review are the only way to get the show to rise in the Apple Podcast ranking. I'm currently in the top 20 to top 30 in Apple careers, but I gotta stay there or maybe even climb up a little bit so more people just like you can find the show and benefit. I would love to see that happen. So thank you, Apple Podcast listeners, for making a big impact on the show. I hope you all have an awesome week. You're working hard and gearing up, and I have a good feeling about you and your interview. Keep up the good work. I'm here to help. You have an executive recruiter, a guy that owned a search firm, and a director of talent acquisition in your corner, here to help you, here to give my best advice. I'll be back with more soon.